Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Drive is live. You heard Clint. You've heard
Reg and Lowe.
A lot. Did I say Lowe?
No. You did.
As you were talking, I was thinking,
there's something there.
Reg and Lowe.
You just slowed it down, and so I hung up on Lowe. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Something there, boys.
You heard Tyler through his drops, but Tyler is in the building as well. The
Drive. I'm so excited.
He's excited. Shout out to Mike Myers. I'd like for him to do some more stuff. Haven't heard him in a lot here lately. I mean, did all them Shrek movies and just kind of shut it down.
Shrek 5, soon to come.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Are you serious, Clark?
I'm dead serious.
There is not a Shrek 5.
They are making a Shrek 5.
This
yes, sir.
This is getting Fast and the Furious like. How many Fast and the Furiouses are there?
Oh, I don't
is
even
there,
know.
Are they, have they reached 10?
I believe so.
They
I believe so.
10? Well, when is the... Well, who needed Shrek 5? I mean, we've got.
I don't hate it. I love all the Shreks.
Stop.
One of my brother's nicknames is Shrek, so I like it.
I think they're funny. I mean, they've gotten progressively not as good, but they're
but
still not bad.
You should progressively stop doing them.
Oh, and Donkey's getting his own spinoff movie.
I can do that.
Donkey and Dragon. Their weird donkey dragon kids.
All these streaming services made a lot of things possible, didn't they?
Yeah.
Back in the day when you had to have $100 million to make a movie that had a chance.
Yeah.
Boy, these streaming services are like, to hell with that. That donkey on Shrek, hell yeah, we make a movie around that joke. Somebody will watch it.
I'm making waffles.
Yeah, let's go.
That's what they all should do. Look at these animated movies, these Disney movie classics, and get like one of the secondary characters and make them the star.
Well, let me tell you what, Olaf.
Spin it off, Olaf.
Oh, the spinoffs, the little Olaf, spinoff of buddy. Olaf.
Who's the Lion King spinoff?
I haven't seen it. If there is one, let me know, because I've watched one and
well,
two, and I've watched
did,
Lion King. Have you seen Lion King?
The two, what's their name?
Simba?
No, not Simba.
Nala?
The two
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa. Did they have a spinoff?
I'm not sure.
They should. You get them a movie.
I know they're making a Mufasa origin movie that's coming out this year.
Give me a movie of those two,
Chief. I need
Nala.
When
I want to know Nala's life.
When it comes out, let me know, because my Liv is dead set on that. If I watch Lion King Fire one more time, which is the one with real animals, which it's unbelievable how they've done that. I don't know how they made that happen, but it is. I walked in one day and she was watching. I'm like, what the hell is she watching? I thought she was watching Discovery Channel. They're real.
Yeah.
She says it's Lion King Fire, she calls it, because there's fire on the graphic that on whatever Disney Channel, the graphic is red, has fire in it. So she calls it Lion King Fire.
Lion King Fire.
Yeah, man.
Ten Fast and Furious. About that.
Is that's really, wild. There's really 10 of them? I don't know if I've seen two.
That's wild.
And I clearly stopped. I stopped. There ain't enough for me to keep doing that. That's just ridiculous. How many times they're going ludicrous and they slid in Tyrese?
Now The Rock.
All right. I was just listening before we came in, and I was listening to through the break, and it was a Jim Rome did his little break talking about the Eagles game last night, talking about Nick Sirianni. I'm sorry, man. Listen, I think Nick Sirianni has a lot of issues. I feel like he's got a damn near win a Super Bowl to not get fired. His initial entry at his coaching press conference when he got the job was weird. I think he's an out there guy, Clint. But if you watched that game last night, I can't blame Nick Sirianni for that one last night. I'm sorry. I mean, that was, listen, yeah, could he have run the ball? But I have no blame with said, hey, I feel like we've got a great play that to me feels like a safe play. And I'm going to roll this thing out and I'm going to throw it to Saquon Barkley and bam, this is going to end the game. We're going to run it out. He'll either score a touchdown or get the first down and run it out. Jalen, Channelview's own, rolled out. Perfect pass, hit him right in his hands. The play was open. He could have scored a touchdown, taken a knee, gotten a first down. They got no timeouts left, and he dropped it.
Holy smokes!
And I'm hearing Jim Rome did it. Just run the ball. Well, no. Now catch the damn ball.
Yeah,
it's a two-yard pass.
I don't think Nick Sirianni's problems are on the field. I mean, obviously they had a rough stretch late last week in the play call and stuff. I mean, Nick Sirianni, his problems, I think, are first and foremost, his last straw was firing all the offensive and defensive coordinators last year, and he was the only one that stayed in the building. So if this don't work, he's going to have a tough time sticking around. But his biggest problem is I just don't believe that him and Jalen Hurts are on any way, shape, or form on the same page. Nick Sirianni's got players showing up late to meetings during the week. He's got guys that just can't get right. I don't think the quarterback who the organization paid is the one you want to be at odds with when you're already got a short leaf with Nick Sirianni. So he's got bigger problems off the field. But you're right. Did you have a problem with that play call? Hell no. You watch that game. It was all of it was perfect. Hit him right in the hands. I don't know. It looked like some kind of damn prevent defense. They were giving so much space underneath in that last drive.
I mean, yeah,
on Vic the defensive Fangio, side yeah. of the football. What the hell were they doing?
I had no idea. They got to the 13-yard line in three plays.
They were given 15, 20-yard throws to the sideline. They were given 15, 20-yard throws over the middle of the field. Like, it's impossible to do both. Like, we're either going to protect the sidelines and let them throw in the middle, or we're going to close the middle of the field and force them to throw to the sideline. You can't do both.
Kirk never had to come off his first read.
Nothing. I mean, it was one of them, like, what? I mean, unless guys were blowing
coverages. That's where you go. Vic Fangio, whatever. Like, still, all right, man, you got a six-point lead. And they don't got no timeouts. They scored, and Jalen had 34 seconds left. Like, that was insane. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were in the huddle and you were Jalen, and that play came in on third down and three, like, you're not thinking like, oh, hold on now.
No. That's an extended handoff. That's like a long handoff. And if it ain't there, you feel like you as a quarterback when you're Jalen Hurts, you can go get it. I don't at all. If he'd have dropped back and sat in the pocket and tried to throw a touchdown and got sacked back got 8 that. Yards yeah. deep, that's a different deal. No, that was a great
that was
call.
That was a safe play.
Yes.
Right? And it was there. I mean, they're wide open. So I don't blame that. But yeah, to go back to Philly's defense. Like, I'm watching Peyton, Eli, and Matt Ryan as they're watching this thing. I mean, we got down there after about two or three plays. Peyton's like, hey, I run the ball here. Let's waste out some time. He's like, I'm just like, damn, they got down here quick.
Yeah. I thought they got down there too quick as well. I wasn't watching Peyton, the Peyton deal. I'd run the ball.
But it was like everything they wanted, they got. Damn near a pass interference. That's the only incompletion they had. It was just that was wild.
Well, to be clear too, I disagree with Peyton. I can't me as a player and a, as a a football guy, like, it is hard for me to get down. Unless you're Pat Mahomes or somebody like that, it's hard for me to get down with. I just waste a couple downs and waste a little time.
That's what Eli. Eli was like. He was like, yeah, but pay. You know, pay.
Is that what he calls him?
Yeah. But pay, you got to score. He said, Yeah, I know. But pay, like, you can watch Payton. Yeah, I know. But I'd like to chew this up
down a little.
He said, I've done this with Belichick. He said, we're gonna score about 10 seconds left. Like, hold on, man, you gotta. Yeah. This ain't tied.
Mess around and not score, and then you look silly. Yeah, I'm gonna score as quick as I can, and hope my defense can hold on. They got down there quick though. There was some time on the clock. I would have taken my time and made sure that I only got four more snaps off. Yeah,
three plays there at the 13. Yeah, that was a crazy game. But Nick, I don't put that one. Yeah, now Clint highlighted all the other stuff that are problematic for him. But I can't put that one on him. That's on Saquon Barkley.
They can't get them
through Vic Fangio.
They can't get that Georgia boy to act right. They can't get him. They can't get him in the building on time.
What is it? Because they got a few.
Not big boy. The defensive end.
Smith.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Smith. The number zero. He wears number zero. Yeah. Kind of a speed, power get. Yeah.
Yeah. They can. Jordan Davis ain't it. That's the big one that everybody's complaining about. They don't like him. His wasted pick as well, because he can't rush the passer as big as he is. It's the other one. He was the one that had all the traffic. The speed violations.
The other D tackle.
Yeah, they got about four of them in there.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're talking about the one they drafted last year.
I can see his damn face. Yeah, but he's the one that had all the speeding tickets in there.
Oh, I got. He had the speed racing stuff.
Yeah. There you go, Jalen Carter. That's who it is. Yeah, they can't. Apparently, he can't get to meetings on time. That's why he didn't start the game. Apparently, he's having some problems buying in. And I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I'm gonna tell you those little things like that, with or without Nick Saban, Jalen Hurts ain't putting up with. He ain't getting down. If his team's doing that, if he's in the locker room and is doing that, he ain't gonna be happy. And I think a lot of that has to do with Sirianni and the lack of respect for Sirianni. So I imagine that's going to be the part that really cooks Sirianni when it's all said and done. I think if you ask Jalen Hurts is going to be like, you can't win with that.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, they dropped to 1-1 and they had like a 90 plus percent chance to win that game.
Mm.
And they took an L. It looks like
folks supposed to have to buy into old Kirk Cousins. His old can't move ass. He did all right in that fourth quarter, didn't he?
Hey, boy, that was the best thing to happen to Kirk.
Yeah,
that drop ball. It would have been Michael Penix Jr. I mean, they'd have been yelling for his ass. Yeah, Kirk. And then, I think he might be in good shape for a couple of weeks now. So, big Monday Night Football game last night. All right, the Eagles had a chance to be one of the teams moving to 2-0, but they lost last night in that game, so they dropped to 1-1. There are several 2-0 teams: the Bills, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Seahawks, Vikings, Saints, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also, of course, your Houston Texans. And you know that I think there are certain categories for some of these 2-0 teams, Clint. Like, I think maybe the Steelers are in a different category of the 2-0 as opposed to a team like the Bills, who I think arguably has looked as good as anybody the first couple of weeks. So I think there's a different kind of categories for 2-0 teams. How many of these teams that are 2-0 again, the Buffalo Bills, the LA Chargers, the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Vikings, the Seahawks, Saints, and Buccaneers, how many of them would you say have been more impressive than the Texans?
I'd say five of them.
Five?
Yeah.
Five have been more impressive. Really?
Yeah, if we're just talking about the body of work this year, two ball game span, absolutely. Look, the Texans ain't beat nobody. The Colts look like they're going to be a damn dumpster fire. And the Bears, we saw that. I mean, the Bears they may be a better team by week eight. Really good defense, but offensively, they stink. They just flat out stink offensively.
I would imagine.
So the Texans ain't beat nobody, if we're being completely honest.
I imagine Buffalo, you're more.
I mean, look at it, bro. Let's start at the top. The Chiefs. The Chiefs have beat the Bengals and the Ravens, the top two teams in the AFC besides them two, or at least two of the top four
coming
teams.
Both those teams are 0-2.
And that's fine. I mean, look, but ain't nobody counting them out. I mean, I think Joe Burrow is 1-9 in his first two starts in the season since he's been in the league. They'll be just fine, and I ain't counting Lamar's regular season ass out for nothing. He's going to be just fine. The Chiefs have beat the Bengals and the Ravens. The Vikings, they've knocked off the 49ers, and they mopped the floor with the Giants. The Saints, Nobody's been more impressive than the offensive unit. Clint Kubiak with the Saints right now. 15 straight. 15, the first 15 offensive possessions of an NFL season, they scored points. And they destroyed the Panthers week one, and they destroyed the Cowboys week two at the Cowboys' place, 44-19. I think that is a better two-game span. You look at the Bucs. Again, Lions were one of the favorite in the NFC. The Bucs beat them 20-16. Don't remember where that was at. Was that in Detroit? Detroit?
Yeah.
Right? And they beat the Commanders 37-20, pretty convincingly, scoring 37 points. And then the Bills. The Bills 31-10 over the Dolphins. Again, one of the upper echelon AFC football teams. The Bills did it convincingly with their brand of football. And then they outscored the Cardinals, again, playing their brand of football, 34-28. I put all five of those teams sample size based on action in 2024. The body of work, those teams have played better teams and beat better teams than the Texans have. The Texans have taken care of business. I think right now the Texans have handled their business. I mean, they hadn't done anything impressive. They haven't done anything that nobody expected them to do. The Colts game, I think is going to, as the season goes along, I think it's going to be viewed as a lesser caliber win than what we thought it was week one. And so I put the body of work so far in 2024 of those five teams, those five 2-0 football teams ahead of the Texans right
now. I didn't know if you'd have five. Are you saying when you watch this that you think if they played, let's say they played some of the teams that the teams in front of them played, like if they played the Bills schedule, if they played the Chiefs schedule, if they played the Vikings schedule, the Saints or the Bucks schedule, do you think the way that you've seen them play, they'd still be 2-0? Like, do you think if they played better opponents that the Texans, the way they've played, what you've seen?
No, I can't say that with confidence. Okay. I can't say
you
that with confidence.
You still think they potentially?
I mean, we've seen the offensive line and the run game struggle mightily against the Bears. Be a problem if we're being honest. If Joe Mixon hadn't ran for a buck 50 and had rushed for over 200 yards against the Colts, we would have some. If they just had an average day against the Colts instead of a dominant explosive day against the Colts, that performance against the Bears would be a lot more troublesome. I think they're a really good football team. They're a top AFC football team. I think they really truly are a Super Bowl contending football team. But if we're talking body of work, this is important.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, context matters. We're talking body of work in 2024. What the Texans have done to get to 2-0 is middle of the pack of the 9 2-0 football teams right now. There are teams that have beat two really good opponents. There are teams that have beat one really, really good dominant opponent on the road at times. And look, we just haven't seen, we talked about this. It's really a good place for the Texans to be in, if we're being honest. Like, we have yet to see the Texans A game. We've yet to see CJ Stroud have to use his superpowers. We've yet to see a situation where CJ Stroud early in a game is like, oh, this is going to be a shootout. He got to put his cape on. We're going to throw this thing 50 times to win this game. They've been very comfortable in the games that they've been in, which is impressive. But again, stack them up against these other teams, the resumes in 2024, I don't think what they've shown is there yet.
Yeah, for me, I look at this, like, I just kind of take the Chiefs out of it. Like, of any team, the regular season is just so whatever. There's just like, let's just do what we got to do to get to where we're trying to get to. But the Bills to me, have been the most impressive team.
A lot of questions around them coming into the season.
In the league. What they did, the number they did to the Dolphins, like, very similar to the Texans, although I would say they probably played better opponents, especially after you saw the number the Cardinals did on the Rams. Like, when you see those two opponents they played, Josh Allen, very much like CJ, hasn't really had to just be, get on my back, let me drag you there, especially when you look at his numbers. Like, Josh hasn't just gone insane in these two games. So I think the Bills have been the most impressive team. And then, like, I'd probably say the Bills and the Saints. Bills, Saints, and Bucks I would probably put ahead of them just because I just think they've got some huge, huge wins against teams that looked really, really impressive and looked for real. I like Sam Darnold's hard for me to take. I need to see a little more. I take their coach very serious. I think Kevin
their coach, O'Connell, their defense. I mean,
is serious. But Yeah, I do agree with the point. Like, the Texans have done what they needed to do. And we'll see. Maybe this week against the Vikings on the road, I think a team that's 2-0 that just beat the 49ers, they go in and beat them. I think the impressive nature of what they've done.
The opponent, based on what we know so far, there's definitely an uptick in the opponent this week. The Vikings are better than the Colts. The Vikings are better than the Bears. They pose a little bit more of a threat. Obviously, they're 2-0, and so yes, that would be a really, really good one. I'm gonna tell you what, the Vikings are much better than I thought they were gonna be at this point. Even if their young quarterback wouldn't have got hurt, I still thought that the Vikings would be middle of the road, and they may be. But you go out there and beat the 49ers, all of a sudden you're gonna open some eyes around the league now. And when it's all said and done, the opponent for the Texans is taking a step up. It's a more complete football team. I'm not saying the Vikings are an NFC favorite, but it's a more complete football team than either of the teams that you've played so far.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Someone texted in the Bills. I said, yeah, I mean, the Bills have been really, really good to start. I mean, they held Tyreek Hill to 24 yards.
Well, the Bills defensively, they're
which is a surprise with their defense. That's where a lot of
defensively they're good, and then offensively, if you look at the Bills again, I've said this before, I don't know how long it's going to last, but when you've got a power run attack that includes a big bodied quarterback that can with speed and power impact you, you know, get producing a run game, and you're willing to use him. You want to talk about running the football in the red zone. You want to talk about running the football on the goal line, third down, fourth down, in short situations. It becomes exponentially less difficult when your quarterback running is an option. And they're doing it to the tune of 60-plus points this season, or 59 points, whatever it is, this season. No, they scored more than 60. What was that? Was it 31, 34? So they scored 65 points, in 2 weeks with that new style of offense. And then, I know they don't have Diggs, but then you've got a quarterback that, if you need to get in a shootout, he can damn sure spin it with anybody in the league. So they're going to be a problem.
All right, coming up, something I'm ready to say about one of these players for the Houston Texans. I think a good conversation to start there. That's coming up next as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I want to get down to the bottom of this. From the text line, and I'll get back to what I teased there about the player that I'm ready to say something about. But here, y'all love to hate, especially Fat Nick. Who you think's Fat Nick?
I'm trying to think about what we said. What was said that somebody might think was hating?
Oh, it's up and down.
On which part, though?
The most impressive team.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
I mean, which one is Fat Nick? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, who do you think is Fat Nick? You think they're talking about is Fat Nick? Man, I don't know.
Tyler, let me see your neck.
Tyler didn't talk much.
Tyler's
long neck. Tyler's long neck. When they say Fat Nick, who do you think they're talking about?
I don't know. None of the three of us really have a chunky neck.
I would just assume to me it would be me, because Clint's Houston's hero, and then I'm me. But there are some people who have said some things about you, Clint. So I'm not sure who is Fat Nick. No, someone texted in PHAT. No, it was FAT. It wasn't a cute Fat Nick. It was PHAT. It wasn't PHAT. It was FAT.
I mean, look, I'll take it. I got a thicker neck.
You got thick neck.
I've never thought it was fat, but I'll take it. I mean, I'm good with it, man.
Which end was he looking from?
Yeah, I think it's
who do you think they're who do you think they're talking about?
I would lean towards Ron. I just felt like going third person.
He said, lean towards Ron.
Ron Hewley.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I don't know. Hating Big Messy. We'll see here. Here's some more hating for you. This was D'Amico Ryans talking about his receiver, Nico Collins, who currently leads the NFL in receiving yards, 252 yards. He has had a heck of a start to the year and kind of picked up right where he left off. Here is D'Amico talking about Nico Collins.
Nico, he's been consistent. He's been one of our most consistent guys since I first got here. Watching Nico, watching the way he prepares throughout the week, like, he's always been the same person. Nico never gets too high or too low. Like, Nico is always even keel, always consistent, and he shows up in clutch moments. But he doesn't have to do anything different in a clutch moment. Nico is just being Nico. Like, he's making the plays that he makes, and he's been lights out again this for the start of the year. Man, he's having an outstanding year.
I'm ready to say it. And I have
do it.
I've waited. I'll wait on things, and I didn't believe it walking into the season. Now, I don't know what level there is, because there are levels to this thing. There are, you know, the Tyreek Hill, Justin Jeffersons, there's the Amon-Ra St. Brown levels. There's levels. I think it is legit that Nico Collins is the number one receiver in the league.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
I know what D'Amico said in the media Sunday night, where he talked about we don't have a number one receiver. He said that multiple times. Anytime CJ's been in trouble this year, anytime CJ's needed a big play, third downs, end zone, whatever, it seems to be going 12's way.
Yes!
It seems to be going that way. That's where it seems to be going. And listen, I mean, we looked at it last year, and you say, hey, you know, boy, there's a lot to go there. And you said it, hey, show that you can do that again. And I do think teams are walking in looking at Nico at times, not wanting him to get off. Pause. But he has been, I mean, he's been doing so. And it's been with ease. And now, Clint, he's going up and getting in high point balls between two people. He's going across the middle and catching slants and unable to be tackled. And I think the big thing, I don't think this was always the case last year, even though he had the year he had, Clint. When C-Day's been in trouble, he's looking that way.
Yeah.
Right, even with Diggs on the field, even yeah. with Tank on the field, he's looking that way, and that's what you do with number one receiver. So, listen, I'll look when you get evidence, when you get new evidence. I think I'm ready to say it. Nico is a number one receiver.
I think it's very safe to say. I think he's the number one receiver on this team. Obviously, I think he's a number one receiver across the NFL. You can't argue with consistent production. And that's, at the very least, that's what he's brought to the table. I believe that the difference between Nico last year and Nico this year, and I'm not saying he didn't make plays last year. He definitely did that. But there was a lot of catch underneath, good scheme, good play call, accurate throw, catch it. Okay, and then you're tough to tackle. You know, he's not the easiest guy to tackle. You throw him a screen. Hey, it's blocked up nice. He can split it, get on a sideline, and make a play. The plays I'm talking about making, though, are different. The ball should have never been thrown up into double coverage the way it was in game one, and he goes up and makes a play for CJ.
But you trust your number one receiver to do that?
Absolutely. There's times, a lot of times, when you trust that. That's a level of this offense. If this offense goes to a level where Nico can do things like that consistently, not consistently, because you don't. Hopefully, your quarterback doesn't make those kind of decisions consistently. But if you can make one of those every four or five games that swings the game, swings the field position, it's absolutely huge. Look at the catch at the end of the game that ended up allowing them to ice the game. That was a good throw because it was outside to the sideline versus very tight coverage, but it was a difficult catch. He had to dive forward. He had to get a knee in bounds. That's making a play. And then
what about the catch at the end of the Bears game where
pins it on his ear. Unbelievable catch. That's making a number one type wide receiver catch. And then you look at how, like, he clearly has great chemistry, better chemistry this year than ever before with C.J. Stroud, because when the play breaks down and they're scrambling to be done, him and C.J., as you said, C.J. appears to be looking for him. He finds C.J. I mean, I'm sorry, C.J. finds him. He finds a soft spot in the scramble drill, and it's a great connection. So, as I said before, I think Nico in two games has one continued, to be a playmaker, continue to produce at a really good level, continue to be the number one on his team, but he's done it in a different fashion, so he's added to his resume. I don't have a problem one time. I don't check up, don't hesitate one bit saying Nico Collins is the number one receiver on this team and in this league.
Nico Collins running a slant might be the most safest route that you know is going to get completed in a league. Like, we could see it. I remember I was just annoyed sitting in the press box. They had a pretty pivotal third down, and they ended up throwing a slant to Hutchinson, and they took Nico off the field. Yep. And we're sitting like, what the hell is Nico doing off the field? Yeah, Nico is – he's taking it to a whole nother level. And, hey, I stand back, man. Hey, that dude is – like I said, I don't know that he's at the Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill level. Right.
Oh, he's definitely that silent. I mean, he's more of like doing it the way Keenan Allen did it. More the way like DJ Moore did it.
Yeah,
more,
he's on the DJ Moore level. Yeah, DJ Moore's a one. He's on the.
Well, he's just the way he's producing like a one is just on a little bit more of an under the radar way than some of these other guys are doing. I mean, Justin Jefferson had a 97-yard touchdown last week. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if for whatever reason, he's just not talked about in that light. I think he probably will end up being there because you can't argue consistent production, and that's what he's putting up.
Coming up, the Astros took an L last night, but did they potentially find something that will help them the rest of the way? We'll discuss.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling on this Tuesday. The Astros took an L yesterday, but we can talk about that later. But they took an L yesterday. But what I found interesting, as you check out a little West Coast baseball, is there in San Diego. God, that's got to be the number one spot that I would love to hit if I'm a major league player.
Why is that?
I just feel like it's just a nice, solid vibe, good weather. Good.
I mean, you may have been able to experience it on another level if you wouldn't have went out there and asked for 12 tickets and suite access at the stadium.
He didn't even take my call, man. And now he don't even take Tyler's call.
I think
call.
He sensed it. Oh, what is Tyler trying to get tickets to now?
No, Tyler's just trying to get him to come back on the show.
Oh.
Damn, Tony.
Thought we had something, man.
I did too, man. Tony's daughter's playing volleyball, I believe, and I just reached out, said congratulations, playing somewhere big. Just lost Tony.
Yeah, me and Tony Gwynn Jr., we DM'd back and forth quite a bit the other day on Instagram, but then whenever I set something up for him to come on the show, nothing.
I miss Tony in the pickup line.
Yeah,
Tony hearing the whistles.
Oh, man.
Horns
honking.
Hey,
I got you.
He got better.
Come on in.
I'm glad he got better with that. It was rough at the beginning.
Come on in. You good?
I think you should do it from the pickup line. I think we should call it pickup line with T.
Car rider line with Gwynn Jr.
Get out and have him wear the vest. Like he's go ahead, pickup line with Tony. Oh, but they're in San Diego, and the thing I looked at was the lineup. And I'm looking at the lineup the way they had it, and I'm wondering, is this the best lineup for them? Should this be the postseason lineup moving forward? Would you look at this and think it's the best? They had Altuve leading off, of course. Alvarez at the DH spot. By the way, we fully cool with Alvarez in the two spot?
No.
Yeah.
They really want it. Yeah. In the two spot, I just wondered. We'll put a pin in that.
I'm not saying it's the most ideal, but I'm good with it. More ABs.
Alvarez in the two spot. Diaz in the three spot, and he played first base. Alvarez was the DH last night. Tucker in right field, batting cleanup. Bregman batting fifth and playing third. Caratini behind the plate because Diaz is at first, of course. Pena at short. Jason Hayward, who started to swing the bat pretty well in left field, and plus with Gamel going to the IL, that makes sense. But he's in left field and Dubon in center field. Is this the best lineup you think that the Astros, this like postseason wise, is this the best lineup they can put forward?
I think that's the best nine hitters they have that they can put out there. Yeah, I think that. I know all the baseball heads out there love it because if memory serves me right, I think all the way down that lineup you can go right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. I mean,
so I'm trying to do the best I can.
So everybody out there thinks that is extremely valuable.
God, he did it, didn't he?
I mean, he made it happen.
Boy, he did it, didn't he?
Now you got a Caratini can switch it up he could really put a kink in things if he needed to bat right-handed. But boy, you got the opportunity. You damn sure got the opportunity to go right, left, right, left. Yeah, look, I like it. I don't like the order. I don't like the order at all. But I do.
How would you move the order? You like the nine. You'd have Bregman in the two spot.
I'd have Bregman in the two spot, Tucker in the four spot, Diaz in the five hole. That's where I would.
And then you drop Jordan down to three spot.
Yep. Yeah. I'd go Altuve, Bregman, Tucker,
Jordan.
I'm sorry. Altuve, Bregman, Jordan Alvarez, Tucker, then Diaz. I like the other ones. Obviously, I like Dubon in center field. I like his bat being in the lineup.
Gavin Caratini and Diaz in the lineup at the same time.
Yep.
You know, that and when you have the DH spot open, you could do a lot. Having them in the lineup at the same time, I think Caratini is one of the better hitters on the team.
Yep.
And that, like, that to me, if they ran out, and I don't think he will, because I think he will have at least Jake in there. But if they ran out and said, this is our postseason lineup, even I tend to agree with you, Bregman down there, I just like Bregman's eye in the two spot, and I think he finds a way to get on base, and I think he's going to see a lot better pitchers than, you know, the Tucker and sandwich between Tucker and Caratini. Because guys like Tucker and Alvarez, I think they can really hit no matter who's in front or behind them. But I at least like, I can, if he ran with this and said, this is going to be our lineup in the postseason, I can run with it.
Yep.
Like that absolutely. One to me, I can run with someone went the same way you did here on YouTube and Twitch, Tuvi, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, and Diaz in there. But Diaz in that three spot. I know he's having a good year, but I don't mind
it as is. I just think it's crazy to not have Bregman in the top three hitters. I think Bregman there, like to your point, it's a really good at bat. You're gonna benefit if the pitcher is wild. He's not gonna chase bad pitches.
Shout out to my guy Alex Bregman.
I mean, it just, and I can't get away from Alvarez's comments when the first time or two he batted second. He said the only thing he doesn't like about it is Altuve's so aggressive. Sometimes he only sees one pitch. So if my big fella needs to see some pitches and wants to see some pitches,
there ain't nobody better.
You want to see some pitches? There ain't nobody better to put in front of him than Bregman.
Yeah.
You're gonna see some damn pitches. And so yeah, I just for me, I think that would be. I think that would be ideal. I can't see Bregman batting in the five hole. Not the way he swung it of late. And assuming that elbow's all right, I got to have him in a two hole.
Yeah, YouTube and Twitch. I like Dubon over in left over Hayward with Myers in center. I could see that potentially being a thought too as well. But the way that Hayward's swinging, I mean, you know, Jake is continuing to struggle at the plate. But the way Hayward is swinging it, you know, we'll see, and maybe he comes in as a defensive replacement. But no, I do. That's the thing I looked at. I know they lost 3-1, and they only put up one run with that lineup.
Yeah.
When I looked at that lineup, I'm thinking, boy, that is
bad timing for that combo.
That is not. I think it's the best timing.
With
I think
one
it's
run.
The best timing right there.
Yeah, fair.
It
makes it not a convenient conversation.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
Yeah, but no, yeah, but. But then you say to yourself, oh, he ain't just bringing it out here.
Yeah, that was good. You're right. I stand corrected. It was actually good. Great timing.
That's our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Tennessee, they're 0-2, and honest to God, they probably could be 2-0. The Tennessee Titans could be 2-0, and what we've said is they got sneaky talent around them, and it all factors on what Will Levis is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here is his head coach, Brian Callahan, in his first year. Brian ain't hold back. This is him talking about some of the decisions his quarterbacks made.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Yeah, man, you don't really hear coaches just.
Dude. I love it. I mean, it's straight up.
Like, if you don't, like, the first week against the Bears, the only reason why the Bears came in here 1-0 was because Will Levis personally, one of the worst interceptions. I mean, what it was an underhand toss as he's trying to get it out with a lead to Tyreek Stevenson, and he runs it back for a touchdown. And they're in the red zone against the Jets, ready to, I think it's like first down. They're in the red zone against the Jets, at least with a field goal in their back pocket. And he just got pressure and panicked like Will seems to do, turned around and tried to shovel pitch a ball to the running back who wasn't ready at all. And, of course, it's a live ball that goes between his legs to the Jets recover it.
My dad's a Titans fan.
Oh, I bet he hates it.
I was watching that game. We had a primetime game. There wasn't a lot for me to watch outside of what we had, that Titans game. Watched it with my dad. he was ready to throw something through my TV when he did that. And I couldn't even blame him. He did the same thing.
It was. It's just,
did the same exact boneheaded thing.
It's such a, just from a quarterback, like you've been taught, most guys have been, even the really good ones that have been great their whole life, have been taught the basics of protecting the football and not doing stuff. Don't do anything stupid. When a play breaks down, don't even do anything just completely stupid, right? And he just continues to do it. You're right. I mean, look, this is the quickest way to get Rand smooth up out of town.
Your coach is talking to you like that. Oh, who didn't
did you see what he said? Like what he was actually talking about, was the camera catching him?
Yeah.
Was him saying, what the F are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, because he probably took a deep breath after the one against Chicago. They probably watched it in film and just like, hey man, we can't do that.
I mean, it's a simple. Like, okay, you know, don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. I don't care what your thoughts was. I don't care what you were trying to do. Don't ever do it again.
And he turned his ass around.
Did it right again.
Back around. And did it again.
I bet every time Callahan sees that mayonnaise commercial, I bet he cringes.
Yeah, he go, hey, we're gonna be next.
I was a Titans fan. I'd cringe.
Will looks like he's got 2 or 3 weeks left. Oh. Maybe. Maybe. All right, coming up, we'll get you on the Astros game as they took the L last night. Spencer Arrighetti on the mound. We'll talk about that and a crazy Monday night football game last night. And Tyler, there's a new number one team in the country. Indeed. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.